Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are in Season 2, Episode 95. So, Episode 95, last time we talked about holiday season, all of those things. So, now the mental side with the physical side paired, it's one of the biggest things that you can do. We are going to touch on that today. So, how do you pair your mental and physical? So, mental plus physical. It's one of the things that I think we all struggle with. If we're just doing physical and we don't have the mental, we don't grow off of it. So we need to do resets. We need to make sure that our life is good. How are we going to grow our mental? One of the things that I have found in the past is the things we put into our brain will directly relate. So having goals, making sure that you have positivity around you, having that mental side so we're strong, looking at the positives, and in your goal setting, having things so that you're doing it today, and then you're going to do it for the next bit. How are you going to stay on course? Little things to achieve, how you're going to accept derailments, and how we're going to grow and understand our business life, our family life, all of those things. Now, as we've touched on a few times, positive environments was a big podcast on this, is surrounding yourself with people that are going to bring you up and not bring you down. It's one of those things that as we go and we build, we start realizing very quickly that we need to grow our life and surround ourselves with the most positive people, because if you do this, this will help you mentally. You will feel better. Having a support system makes life way more attainable and make you so that you can actually achieve things. If you sit back and think, I can't do this, you already are in that negative set. So how are you going to achieve this? Surrounding yourself with a good team will make you way better. It's one of the concepts that in the mental side, you will actually be stronger and be able to adapt and attack things that are negative that come into your day. One of my favorite things to look at is, how are you going to surround it and build a group? You help them, they help you. Positive environments, this will help you build your mental side and be able to achieve more and realize that you can rely on them and they can rely on you. Now, coming out of that, you also have to understand that one of the things that people do not do physically is maybe, how are you going to make sure you have time? And when you're physically doing your exercises or whatever you're doing, have maybe an audiobook or have music that pulls you up. So you're pairing your physical and your mental, and then remembering or working out in a group with those people, because this can then help you physically achieve what you need to with your mental side both being filled, and it'll help with you emotionally. One of those things is, you can't control an environment unless you are putting yourself in positives. And if it's not a controllable environment, it's sometimes when you go to public gyms, that is, people can bring negativity. And how are you going to attack that? And how are you going to surround yourself with positivity during those times? It's one of the biggest things that people really struggle with mentally and physically. And then it relates to those environment things. So how are you going to build your mental? And how are you going to grow so that you can attack those, so that you can grow your physical as well? I have found that, one of the things that as you're growing it, you can then start realizing, if you grow your mental, and maybe you need to work out at a different gym, or maybe you need to work out in areas you can control more, because maybe you're not mentally strong enough to attack those things. Sometimes that happens. You have to be able to put yourself in those positive environments. This will grow you mentally. And once you're mentally strong, maybe you can go to those, or maybe you just realize that, you know what, it's too negative in an area and I don't want to be in that area, so I want to move to a positive. Private gyms are huge for that. Private facilities, private exercise groups, private even teams and stuff where you do some fun things, you can control way more of that than joining sometimes areas that have too much negativity, because if that happens, you can't control that as well, and maybe you're not mentally strong enough for that. You want to grow so that you can put yourself in as many positive, amazing situations, and maybe as you grow, you realize that that one's just too negative and it's not worth your time, and maybe it's just one of those things that you don't want. So growing your mentally will actually start realizing your mental, and then you will understand that the physical situations that you are in, that you are enjoying, whether that be activities or sports or training or whatever it is, you'll then start realizing, okay, I want to be in the positive ones. And that, I think, is the growth in the private facilities in the North America recently, as we're starting to understand and realize that positive environment. We grow mentally, so we want to put ourselves in those. And then our physical health, we are doing way more because we enjoy it and we stick with it. We've paired these two things together, and we've also then become way more sensitive to that group and that activity and that area. And like we touched on before, the environment. Once you've realized that, you will start realizing that you can control where you are a little bit more. You can't control so much other people, but you control which situations you put yourself in. And this will help you grow and become all you can be. So ask yourself what areas of your life are mentally you are going to put into, what areas you're going to read, you're going to surround yourself with positive people that you see more. What are you going to do to grow your mental? Now, with your mental, how are you going to also grow your physical? Maybe you're going to push yourself and put yourself with people that you enjoy more. Have a group that you keeps you attainable, getting a trainer, whatever that may be. As well as maybe you enjoy an activity or a sport that you want to do with friends, and you do that so that it'll aid with this, and then you're enjoying it more, so your mental health is growing. Ask yourself how you're going to grow both. That is your job today, just to figure out which areas are you going to grow that mental and physical together, because this will bring the all out of you, and you will then enjoy and stick to things, and you will enjoy your life more, and then you'll start realizing and becoming more sensitive to areas that are negative and put yourself in more positive ones. So focus on the mental and the physical. This will help you big time. Once you do this, pair them together and they will both aid each other, and this will help you grow. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.